is the right time to take down all those Christmas lights. Let's go to Haley. Haley, when should they be down?
Honestly, I think if it makes you happy to keep them up all year long, just keep them up.
Oh, God. What's wrong with you?
Oh, Haley.
Because there's so much more things to worry about in the world.
No, there's not.
If it makes somebody happy, why do you care?
Because, you know why? It desensitizes Christmas, first of all. And two, it makes the neighborhood look trashy.
Hold on. Haley, do you have inflatables, too, or are you just Christmas lights and, like, the trees?
Just Christmas lights.
Okay, I don't think that makes
just
it look trashy.
Clear lights, you know?
Clear lights. I mean, I've seen some of these houses now that have the lights that you put up that stay up year-round.
Yes.
Where you can turn them on and off, and they change color. Mm-hmm. So, like, on Valentine's Day, you could make them, like, pink and white.
Oh, the permanent ones?
Yeah.
And
then
for
St. Patrick's Day, you can turn them green.
Yeah.
And then for the 4th of July, they're red, white, and blue.
I love them.
Mm-hmm.
That year-round, cool. Go
and
for
you can
it.
Also, with those lights, because you can control everything, mm-hmm. but it's like accent lights. Like, if you got lights for your house just to make it look nicer. I like those. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that. Leave up. You're talking about icicle lights in July? Come on.
I guess. Haley says all year round. All right, Haley. Thank you. John, how long, or I guess I should just say, when's the right time to take down the Christmas lights?
Well, first of all, they don't go up until the day after Thanksgiving, and then they come down on January 6th, which is the 12th day of Christmas, which is the Feast of the Epiphany, which is when the three wise men, the three kings, the three magi, whatever you call them, mm-hmm. arrive at the baby Jesus with their gifts.
John, are you Catholic by chance?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what the hell he's talking about. But
yeah,
I will tell you this. Christmas is over on December 25th at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, it's customary to leave it on till New Year's Eve. That's when you get rid of them.
Take them down on New Year's Eve?
No, the day after.
Okay. Oh, so on New Year's Day.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the timeline for you.
100%.
Okay. When I asked John if he was Catholic, it's because what he was describing was, we say the 12 days of Christmas. A lot of people think that is, with the Advent calendars and stuff, counting down to Christmas. But then the 12 days of Christmas are Christmas and then the next 12 days.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's when you're celebrating lots of other things. And then that's when we just took ours down.
Well, yeah, this is the big weekend to do so. Mm-hmm. I mean, some people had to work January 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes they wait to the weekend, but at least you turn them off.
Okay.
That's fair.
And then you poke a hole in your neighbor's.
Jason, that's when you're going to go to jail for just being rude to your neighbors.
I immediately will call the HOA. That's why I like the HOA in my neighborhood, because I almost, no offense, them the guy that complained about the floodlight that was shining in his.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When I took down my Christmas lights, I was debating whether to take his down too, because he purposely leaves his up until Valentine's.
Oh my.
And I have three houses in the cul-de-sac that other ones that do that. And I think they're starting a trend. I don't like the trend.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes the neighborhood like, come on.
Maybe he's leaving up his Christmas lights because you're shining the spotlight into his bedroom and he can't sleep. So he's
I turned it.
I'm going to show him. Well, but how long was it shining into his bedroom?
A long time.
Yeah, he had to live with that.
But
so.
I don't like the Christmas lights up. I mean, they got to be taken down immediately. It's just too long. And these people that put it up after Halloween, I'm like, stop. You're desensitizing the holiday.
Oh,
you're
my.
Skipping right over Thanksgiving.
What about, you guys know about Blinkies? Do you
yes,
know the Blinkies
yes.
lights? Okay.
Those are good.
Blinkies. A Blinky.
A Blinky. And it's local. Mm-hmm. Made locally. I think the guy
is
from this area. Yes. And you can put them in your trees or in your bushes and stuff. And I think those could go year round.
I will give you a little bit of that credit because it's almost like an accent light for the tree.
Yep.
And they're not like close together and not like Matt said, the icicles or anything. Like, I will give you that.
Blinkies, I love. I just love the look of them. And I think that it could be very, just pretty.
I will not do it, but I'm okay with it.
I would if I had some Blinkies, but I don't, but I want to get some. I just think they're very classy looking. I really love the look of them. But a decorating expert says the optimal window for your decorations is to be taken down between January 1st and January 15th. And it is not for the reason you think.
15th
is a long time.
It's a long time. But they say the reason you should take it down, your Christmas decorations by then, is because leaving them up, it gives you more exposure to potential bad weather, and that can cause a lot of damage to your lights, to your inflatables, to whatever other decorations you have. And then when you put them away, maybe you're putting them away wet, or you're putting them away damaged, and you don't know until the next year.
I didn't make that mistake last year. I put some of my inflatables away damp and had to get rid of them because they were disgusting.
They're
so
mold.
This year,
it's the worst.
I would keep them inflated just to make sure they're dried out.
Mm-hmm.
Then I would put them down once I knew they were dried out.
I think the time that you take down the inflatables is day one.
He says don't even put
Jason
them up.
Anti.
You're so anti. You don't. It's like you don't like happiness for your family or your children.
I love the lights. I can deal with the reindeer if it's nice. But
kids love inflatables.
Yeah,
that's why we did it.
And it's such a short amount of time that they're going to enjoy that and see it.
Okay, well, and to Matt's point, I had a you know those water slides that puff up, the inflatable water.
Yeah.
I put that away wet one time, and my gosh, I took it. So you know what I do? I let it dry in the garage with fans and everything, and then I spray the whole thing with Lysol.
That's smart.
Yeah,
that is a good idea.
Yeah, smart.
Matt's like, I'll take that into consideration
for next
time
year
when I'm buying all brand new ones. Chris, when should those Christmas decorations come down?
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
Yeah, in our culture, we don't celebrate the mainstream Christmas, and so we leave up our holiday lights all winter because we celebrate the winter season, not necessarily Christmas.
Oh, Jason cannot
Slam
right now, Chris.
We have a lot of, we use like icicles and snow in our decor, so it resonates with the whole season all the way through February.
When you say in your culture, explain that.
Our pagan beliefs.
Oh, okay. So like, right. Yeah, I got
your who?
The pagan. Explain it, please, Chris, Jason.
Yeah, basically, we celebrate the Yuletide and the winter solstice and the changing of the seasons and not necessarily one specific day. And so, like, ours picks up right at the winter solstice at December 21st or 20th, depending on, and it goes all the way through January, and then the winter continues on until February. And so, basically, our holidays are a little bit different than the more mainstream ones in America.
Thank you for explaining that, but I have more questions of what
Jason,
that even means. I have no idea what she just said.
A lot of the Christmas things that we do, the Christmas traditions, stem from a takeoff of pagan traditions. Am I right, Chris?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I thought you said pagan. I'm like, that's a sexual thing. But I was like,
that'd be some wild decor.
Pagan,
okay,
Jason.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Pagan.
And in my culture, just so she knows, in my culture, the agnostic culture puts them up after Thanksgiving and takes them down after New Year's.
What about in your pagan?
Nice.
In your pagan culture, Jason.
When do you peg
when
like?
You're pagan.
Jeez.
My bad.
Thank you, Chris, very much. Jason is more confused now than he's ever been, I think.
What is she pegging?
Okay, so between now and January 15th, that's when, according to the experts, you should take it down, not for any other reason than you might be risking losing them to some sort of, water damage or something bad happening because of the weather.
Yeah.
Okay.